We're going to start back from the Mishnah on Yochet HaMubet. We have the continuation of our last Mishnah. We have the two cases, the case being Nolad v'achar kach Yibem, and Yibem v'achar kach Nolad. Right, so our Mishnah talks about Shnei Achim u'met echad mehem. Okay, he dies. Then, Yibem hasheni et eshet achiv. So Reuven dies. Shimon does Yibam with Reuven's wife. V'achar kach Nolad lehem ach. After the Yibam's already done, then nolad lahem ach umet, and then Shimon dies. Okay, so Reuven's married to a woman. Reuven dies. The woman moves over to Shimon. Then after Shimon does Yibum with her, then Levi's born.
And then
Shimon dies. And now because she did Yibum already, okay. So now according to Tanakama. Okay, harishona yotzah mishum esh tachiv shelo haya ba'olamo. This is still a case of esh tachiv shelo haya ba'olamo because Levi is still forbidden to Reuven's past wife because he's a brother that was never existing at the time, and therefore there was no connection of Yibum to override the Isser. Vashnia and his second wife, Shimon's second wife, when Shimon dies and they're supposed to do Yibum, is now yotzeh mishum tzarata. Okay, she's the tzara of the Erva, and therefore she also goes. And they can all marry whoever they want. Asaba ma'amar, umet hashnia, asa umet, if Shimon were to not yet do Yibum, but he did a ma'amar, he did like an act of kiddushin, right? It's almost like the tech, right? But they haven't consummated the marriage yet. And then he dies. So now what do we have? We have a nisuin, a marriage midrabban. It's a marriage midrabanan. Well, then maybe she's the tzara, maybe she's not the tzara, right? Where on a derabanan level, she's the tzara and would be ptura. On a doraita level, she's not a tzara because they weren't both married to him. So what do they say? So the first one, obviously, according again to Tanakama, the wife of the original wife of Reuven, who did the ma'amar, she's ptura because that he's eshet achiv shelo haya ba'olamo. But she, the other wife, is not necessarily a tzara. Shimon's first wife or second wife, however, whatever order it was, we said it didn't matter the order, but his other wife was not necessarily a tzara, maybe isn't, so she does chalitza with Levi. Rabbi Shimon Omer, now here comes the famous Rabbi Shimon, miyabem le'ezo mehem shirtze, o choletz le'ezo mehem shirtze. Okay, he could do yibum, he could do chalitza, it doesn't make a difference, because this is not a case of esh l'chiv shelo haya ba'olamo. Now, the big question here is, why is it not Esh Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo? And if it's not in this case, is Rabbi Shimon also referring to the case before, which was the case with the reverse order, where Shimon hasn't yet done Yibum, and because Shimon hasn't done Yibum, then Levi's born, then would Rabbi Shimon say, well, in that case, he has a chi of Yibum on this woman from Reuven still, and that's forbidden to him because he's Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo, and therefore even when Shimon dies, he's not allowed to marry her because he was already an Isser. Okay, so that's the whole question of, or does Rabbi Shimon say no for whatever reason, which we're going to now see why, is there still a good reason, even though she felt a Yibum to him, L'chora, is there any reason why we could say it's Mutar in that case? Okay, so now let's see. Amar Rav Hoshaya, Chaluk haya Rabbi Shimon af berishona. Rav Hoshaya says he was cholek also in the first case. Okay, mimai. How do we know? Midekatani mishni yatera. Since they said there were two cases separated, we already had this issue, right? The two cases are separated, meaning they're listed separately. Right now, what did we say? Leman katanele, why did they need, Baba Duresha, Leman katanele, why did they need to give each one as a separate Mishnah? Because really, if you learn the second case, is Usir, even, right, if Tanakama is Osir, even in the second case, then obviously they'd be Osir in the first case. Right? Because what did we say? The Rabbi Shimon is more likely to matir in the second case when Yibum was already done, right? Why, we're going to see in a minute, okay? Ilem ale Rabbanan, if you're going to say it's according to Rabbanan, the first Shita, the ones who are oser, hashi abamu lebasof nolad, dechi eshkache behetera eshkacha. If you bring the case of they actually did Yibum, Shimon did Yibum with this woman, what happens? Then he's born, okay, Levi's born after that. Why would that be a chiddush that's usher? Because dechi eshkacha, when Levi meets this woman who's going to fall to Yibum to him, the Erva case, right, the eshtachib shalo ayab olamo, behetera eshkacha. She was mutar to him because she wasn't a yivama. She wasn't in a case where she'd be forbidden. It's almost as if what happened before almost doesn't matter, because at this point, he's born into a thing where she's already married to his brother, in which case, if Yibum would happen, then it would be okay. And b'chozot asrei Rabbanan. Rabbanan are osir, because they said it doesn't really matter. We can't ignore the fact that she was married to Reuven, and he was eshet achiv shelo. She's now eshet achiv shelo yabo lamo. So if, even in that case, asrei Rabbanan, no lava, achar kach yibay mibaya, there'd be no reason to even bring the case of he's born and then they do Yibum, because obviously it'll be asrei. Okay. Elalav l'Rabbi Shimon. So it must be it's for Rabbi Shimon. Okay? And therefore, what does it mean? The two cases are listed separately to teach us that Rabbi Shimon holds in both cases, okay, that not only in the case where they already did Yibum and he's born, right, he's born and she's already mutarata Levi, even in the case of he's born when there's still a chiyuv Yibum on him, he's still allowed to marry her when Shimon dies, right? When after Shimon does Yibum and then Shimon dies, he's now allowed to marry her. Now, why is that going to be? We're going to see soon. Itzrich. Okay, now why did you need it? Tana l'resha l'hodiyacha kochod Rabbi Shimon, v'tana sefa l'hodiyacha kochan d'Rabbanan. So now they're going to explain. You needed the resha to say, even Rabbi Shimon is matir in that case, and you need the sefa to say, even chachamim or oser in the other case, okay? Each one is coming to say, right, that each one is oser in all the cases and or matir in both cases. And that's why they had to bring two separate cases. Ubedinhu to niflog Rabbi Shimon Beresha. Oh, so now they just have to explain one more thing. They could have just said that Rabbi Shimon's cholek on the Resha. In other words, now we have a structural problem. Why is the Mishnah ordered the way it's ordered? It should have said Tanakama Rabbi Shimon, Tanakama Rabbi Shimon in each Mishnah. So why didn't they do that? They said it should have the niflog Rabbi Shimon Beresha. It should have said at the bottom of the first Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon disagrees, right? Rabbi Shimon's poter. But Elanacha Lula Rabbanan Adam Asim in the middle teva hadra paligalayo. Okay, they just waited for Rabbanan to finish all of what they had to say, and then they put Rabbi Shimon at the end. It's two different literary structures. Okay, so now, what do we have our question? We have a few questions. Number one, we're going to just deal with, if this isn't Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo according to Rabbi Shimon, the assumption is Rabbi Shimon does think there's an Erev of Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. He just doesn't think that this case is Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. So now they're going to ask, El Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo L'Rabbi Shimon Hechem Yishkach Ala, where are we going to find that case? They say, Bechad acha umit, v'nola lo ach. Okay, what do we have? We just have Reuven, let's use Levi right now, because Levi's been our guy who was recently born. Okay, Reuven is married to a woman. Reuven dies without kids. He has no brothers. And then Levi's born. That would be the case of Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. Okay, Inami, or another case. Betray, there are two brothers. Okay, there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. But what happens? Reuven and Shimon are the only ones alive when Reuven dies. Reuven dies. Shimon is supposed to marry Reuven's wife, but he doesn't. Then Levi's born, and Shimon just never takes care of Yibam and Chalitza. So now they say, well, if he's not going to deal with it, let's go over to Levi. But Levi can't. That's Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. Okay, that's betray velo yabam velo mit. Okay, he didn't die. He also didn't die, because if he dies, Shimon, before he deals with Yibum, that's exactly our case. So it has to be that he just is negligent, doesn't deal with it. And now we're going to get to the crux of our question. Bishlam ha-yabam v'achar kach nolad. We understand why Rabbi Shimon would matir in the second case. Why? Ki eshkacha behetera eshkacha, right? When he meets this woman, she's already mutarat him because she's already married to Shimon and the chiyuv Yibum is not on her anymore. So we understand. Ela nolava harkach yibeim my taima. Why would we say that nolava harkach yibeim would work? Okay, you can look at the sheet. I made a timeline. Okay, what happens? First, now it's true they give this case nolad yibeim emet, right? But they're not. They didn't mention, by the way, the first husband dies. Now, why is that important? The moment Reuven dies, what happens? Zika. What does Zika mean? Zika means that she is automatically, we're using her, she is automatically married to Shimon, right? So that's what they're going to say. Kasavar, right, what did we say? The whole issue of why Levi will be mutar according to Rabbi Shimon is because Shimon and his wife, Reuven's Yevama, right, Reuven's old wife, have a relationship, right? They're married. They did Yibum already. So now we're going to say, oh, well, you can say the same thing even if they didn't do Yibum, because at the moment of death, there's Zika. And Zika, we're going to see right now, Kasava yes Zika, but Zika kiknus adamia. It's as if she's married, like Knisala Chupa, right? It's as if she's married. So therefore, he already has no connection to her, because Shimon had all the connection, right? It was already done deal. Matkifla Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef says he can't say that Rabbi Shimon holds this way. Okay, this is our big thing we're going to deal with right now. Okay, if you get this straight, you'll be okay. The main thing is that Rabbi Shimon, according to this interpretation, right, because we're trying to, I want to just remind us of the flow. We're trying to explain Rabbi Shimon according to Rav Hoshaya, right? Rav Hoshaya came and said that Rabbi Shimon's matir even in nolad v'achar kach yibam. So the whole question is why? And they say it must be because Zika is kiknus adamya. Okay? If you say that, that's what Rabbi Shimon holds, again, Rav Hoshaya is explaining Rabbi Shimon that way, Rav Hoshaya is going to have a problem, right? It's not Rabbi Shimon has a problem, it's Rav Hoshaya's explanation of Rabbi Shimon. Why? Matkifla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says we have a problem. Hashta Zika Uma Amar Masapka Leila Rabbi Shimon Kiknus Adamya Ilav Kiknus Adamya Zika Lechuda Mabaya. There's another case where Rabbi Shimon doesn't know. He says we act in a particular way because we're not sure if in a case where there was Ma'amar, okay, now if there's Ma'amar, there's obviously also Zika, right? Because the Zika happens, right? There's the mate, which is when the Zika happens. Then there's Ma'amar, right? And then after, they do Yibo. Now, in a case where there was just Ma'amar with Zika, he wasn't sure, is it considered Kiknusa or not Kiknusa? So if Ma'amar and Zika are not considered, right, he doesn't know what the halakha is, he can't say Bivadai that Zika exclusively would be Kiknusa. Okay, now we have to see where he says this. So now to explain this, we basically are going to have a Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon appears in the Mishnah, and we're going to have to explain why did Rabbi Shimon say the halakha he said. And we're going to assume that it has to do with the fact that he wasn't sure if the Ma'amar was made her married or it didn't make her married. That's going to be the whole thing. Then, just to give you a little preface, they're going to say, well, maybe it was a different reason why Rabbi Shimon said it, and not for that reason, but they're going to reject that. Okay, so let's see. Shlosha achim nisu'in shalosh nashim nochriyot. Okay, what does that mean? Not non-Jewish women. It means unrelated women. Okay, so now there's three brothers married to three women, random women. Umet echad mehem. Okay, so Reuven dies. Asa bas sheni ma'amar v'met. Shimon does ma'amar with Reuven's wife, and then he dies. Now, hare elu chotzot v'lo mityabmot. Okay, these women now do chalitza and not yibum. Sheneamar, umet echad mehem, yivama yavo aleha. Mi she'aleha zikat yavam echad, v'lo she'aleha zikat shnei yivamim. What's the issue here? If Shimon dies, okay, what happens to his two wives? He only did ma'amar with one of them. She still has a chiyuv yibum on her, right? Maybe, maybe not, right? She's in this in-between stage where she has ma'amar. If she has a chiyuv yibum on her, and they fall to Levi now, well, now you have a woman who basically has zikat shnei yibamim. You now have, sorry, Levi has the zikah of two different yivamim, right? In other words, we're in the sapek case. So now where do we learn this from? That you can't have, it says yivama yavo aleha, mi she'aleha zikat yavam echa, v'lo she'aleha zikat shnei yivamim. From this pasuk we learn that you can't marry someone who has a zikah of two people upon her. Okay, because this woman now has a zikah of Shimon and a zikah of Levi, right? And she's got a problem. She's got to do Yibum for Reuven and Yibum for Shimon. Because maybe her Yibum with Shimon wasn't good enough, right? Her Ma'amar wasn't sufficient, and therefore she still has Reuven. Or maybe it really did work, and now she has Shimon. So it's like this weird case. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yeah.
No, because that's one way of explaining it. The other way is that there's still only one Zika. It just moved from one to...
Right, but not right. You could say that, but except that Shimon died without kids. Also, in other words, if Shimon had kids, then maybe you'd be saying we're moving the yibum of Reuven over to Levi. But Shimon dies without kids, and he's got to deal with his own yibum issues. That's the issue. So we now have yibum from two people, right? Okay. So now, Because her, since she didn't do the full yibum, she still got some yibum from the first guy. Rabbi Shimon Omer, miyabem la'ezehu shemehem sheyirtze, v'choletz la'shnia. Okay, he says we do yibum to one, okay, it doesn't matter who, and chalitza to one. Okay, we do yibum and chalitza. Now, why do we do that? Now, this is where Rabbi Yosef is going to explain it, and it's going to basically show that he was misupah. Is it kiknus adami or is it not kiknus adami? Okay, here are the two options on the sheet, okay? Yibum etravaihu lo didilmi esika v'havu shnei yibamot havot mibayit achat. Right? You can't do yibum with both because maybe the ma'amar was sufficient. If the ma'amar was sufficient, right, then if Levi marries both these women, does yibum with both of them, he's basically doing yibum for one, for Shimon only, right? And that won't work because it's asur to marry, right? Always one, he does yibum with one and the other one's p'tuha. You never do yibum with both. You're not allowed to do yibum. Shtei yibamot mibayitacha. Mibayitacha means, right, from just Shimon. Yibum echada v'iftar idach. What's the alternative? One does yibum and the other's p'tura, like I just said, right? If you say they both come from Shimon, then you would do yibum with one. The other one's p'tura, no problem. But you can't do that. Why? Dilma ein zika kiknusa. Maybe the ma'amar wasn't enough to consider her married. If so, she's still chaya from Reuven's side. So that's the whole safek. You follow? If we would say that the ma'amar was as if they were married, kiknusa damia, right? Then you'd be allowed to just do yibum with one of them because it'd only be one woman, one zika from one man of Shimon. But if you say that the ma'amar is not nisu, the zika and the ma'amar that he did is not nisu, and then you're still stuck with Reuven. So that's why he doesn't give either option because he doesn't know, right? And as he's saying, that's our safek. So what do they say, right? And then habale shtei yivamot habot mishnei batim. Right? From two different husbands, and you can't do that. Alma misapkale, that's his safek, okay? So what do you see? His whole safek is the ma'amar nisuin or not? So clearly, he can't say bivada'ut, but the second the guy dies, there's zika, and zika is like nisuin, and that's why Rabbi Shimon was matir, this eshtachiv shalabala olam, okay? So this is all to say that that's a problem. So now, Rabbi Yosef kind of suggests his own possible answer, but says you can't say this. He's basically, what's the word? Preempting what you might have said. Maybe you're going to say that this has nothing to do with all the reasons I just said. It doesn't have to do with Zika at all. And the reason why Rabbi Shimon said that you do Yibum to one and Chalisa to the other is for a different reason. Maybe you want to say that Midoraita hachanami to biyab machado miftar achada. Really, Midoraita, what are we trying to say? Because again, Rav Yosef saying, I have a problem with the fact that you say Zika is kiknisa. Okay? Kiknisa dami. So let's say we go along with what you're saying, Rav Hoshaya. The Zika is kiknusa damya, and therefore, really midoraita, he should have done yibum with one and the other one's p'tura, because it only really comes from Shimon. Umid Rabbanan huda aser, but Rabbanan asered this for some reason. Why? Gzera mishum shema yamru shtei yevamot haba'ot mishnei batim. Okay? What might you have thought? People would see this. Now, they don't know. Once somebody gets married, so they know there was a marriage, right, when there's real yibum. But when there's just ma'amar, people don't really know about it. And they're going to see this case and they're going to misinterpret. Basically, they're saying it's a maris ayin problem. That's what he's suggesting. Maybe you want to think it's marat ayin that people are going to see and think that and learn the wrong halacha. And they're going to think that shtei yevamot haba'ot mishnei batim chada miyavma v'idach miftra b'lo klum. And that's what you might have thought. If we would have said, okay, so again, midoraita, there's zika. So Shimon is really 100% married to this woman, midoraita. Yet we still say that ideally what would happen if she's really married? One would do yibum and the other one would be p'tura because they're both coming from Shimon. But the problem would be that people would see that and think that this is a case where there's shtei yevamot haba'ot mishnei batim and that would be the halacha. And that's clearly not the halacha because shtei yevamot haba'ot mishnei batim can't do yibum at all. Okay? So therefore, for that reason, maybe you would think that. But you can't say that. I'll tell you why. V'ha'tama de Rabbi Shimon mishum ma'amar v'lav ma'amarhu. Clearly, the reason for Rabbi Shimon is, like I said, it's all about this issue of ma'amar. Was the ma'amar kiknusa or not kiknusa? How do we know this? D'tanya. Amar lehem Rabbi Shimon l'chachamim. Okay, so now we're going to bring in another brayta that we didn't know existed before. We're going to see more about what Rabbi Shimon says about this whole issue. We're going to learn more about it, and we're going to see another one also later. Amar lahem Rabbi Shimon l'chachamim. אם מאמרו של שני מאמר, אשת שני הוא בועל. ואם מאמרו של שני אינו מאמר, אשת ראשון הוא בועל. This is basically what Chachamim say to Rabbi Shimon says to Chachamim about their opinion. They say, how could you say what you say? Because if the ma'amar was really a ma'amar, then he's bo'el the eshet sheni. And if the ma'amar of the sheni is not a ma'amar, right? If Shimon's relationship with this woman wasn't really, then eshet rishonu bo'el, right? So basically they're saying, when Tanakhama said, they're chotzot v'lo mityabmot, right? That's his issue v'lo... one second. Imam, right? So they're going against Chachamim who said Chotzot v'lo mityabmot, but then he's saying Imam Aro Eshet Sheni hu bo'el, but they're saying to do Chalitza. One second. He's saying here. One second. I just want to double check that I have this right. Okay, if we say that the ma'amar of Shimon was good, right, then we should, they say you do chalitza, right, you have to do chalitza and not yibum, right? So what does he say? No, it actually will work, because it works like this, right? If the ma'amar of the sheni is a ma'amar, then basically he's marrying, when he does yibum with one, he's doing yibum with the eshet Shimon. And if the ma'amar is no good, that he's basically doing Yibam for Reuven. So that's why it should work. Sorry, I was confused. This is the reason why it should work, is what they're telling him. Okay? And there you see that it all depends on whether you say Ma'amar is good or is Kiknusa or not. Okay? So therefore, that's what he says. So now we have this issue, and here I put the chart. We have Rabbi Shimon according to Rav Hoshaya. Okay, I didn't write, but it should say, right? Rabbi Shimon lefi Rav Hoshaya, that Zika is Kiknusa, right? And then we have this Braita that Rabbi Yosef brought in, where Rabbi Shimon is safek whether Zika and Ma'amar is Kiknusa or not. So how do we resolve that contradiction? Okay? So now, Abaye suggests a possibility. V'lo shanelach ben Zika yabam achad lezikat shnei yivamim? Dilma kam Rabbi Shimon, Zika Kiknusa damya biyabam achad. Abab shnei yivamim lo. Here it says very smart. What's this issue of Zika is like you're married? How can you say Zika is like you're married if there's a lot of potential brothers? There's a lot of potential brothers, so you can't say she's married to all of them. Now, some people do say you could say this, but, okay? But, right, that she, in theory, what are the other opinion? That she's married to all of them until one of them actually does the act, right? So until one of them picks up and marries, she has the Zika to all of them. But what he's saying is, no, let's differentiate. When there's a lot of brothers, we'll say that the Zika is not as strong because the Zika could be to any one of them, right? It's almost like they have a third of a Zika or a half of it, right? It's not Kiknusa. But when there's only one brother, now what's our case of one brother? The Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Because Levi wasn't born yet. So the Zika to Shimon happens immediately because he's the only guy. So why don't you say that that case was when there's only one brother? And that's why in that case, Rabbi Shimon would say that Zika is Kiknusa. But our other case...
Because right, it was strong.
Because it was very strong. But our other case, where he was a fake, whether the Ma'amar worked or not, was because there were other brothers. And therefore, you might not say that the Zika was so strong. So why don't you say that? That's what Abaye's answer is, to try to answer this up. Okay? But then, they say, no. Umi shanele le Rabbi Shimon? Does Rabbi Shimon really distinguish between one brother, two brothers? V'hatanya, doesn't it say in a Braita? And this Braita is really going to create a contradiction to Rav Hoshaya. It's not just a problem for Abaye's answer. It's just a problem in general. Klal amar Rabbi Shimon. Kol shahaleida kodemet l'nisuin, lo choletzet v'lo mityabemet. Nisuin kodem laleida, o choletzet o mityabemet. First of all, this clearly raises a problem for Rav Hoshaya, because what does it say here? It's all about the order of birth, right? If the birth happened before the yibum, then basically it's asur to him. If the yibum, if the boy was born after the yibum, then it's mutar, which basically shows that Rabbi Shimon is cholek, also is not cholek on the first Mishnah. He agrees with Tanakam in the first Mishnah. Okay? So this basically raises a contradiction for him, but here they're going to show it also raises a contradiction for Abaye's Tirutz. So now what do they say? My love, the Yabam Echad. Isn't this talking about a case of Yabam Echad? Because that was our case with the three brothers, right? And Levi's only born later. So in which case is Yabam Echad? V'katane, what does it say? Locho letzeh v'lo mityabemet. Right? Meaning that the Zika wasn't strong enough to basically then allow her later to marry the third brother. So then they answer no. Afshar lagid lo b'shnei yevamim. You could say it's talking about shnei yevamim, and it doesn't have to do with yabam echad. Aval b'yabam echad mai. So then, what would be the case in yabam echad? Hachinami o choletzet o mityabemet. So then, what do you want to say? You want to say that this mishnah. One second. That it's talking about yabam echad, and it says you can't do chalitza, right? And you can't do yibum. Why? Why can't you do chalitza and yibum? Because the chi of yibum was upon him, right? Now, according to what we said, right? We're talking about that the boy was born after the mavet, right? And the mavet is the moment of zika, so it doesn't work, right? The whole thing is zika is not kiknusa. Why? Because it was shnei yibamim. So now they're saying, well, if you said it was yabam echad, okay? Then what would be the case in yabam echad? Right, my hachinami ocholetet omityabemet. According to what you're saying, that with yabam echad, right, this whole answer of yabam echad, zika is kiknusa. If zika is kiknusa, then what would you say? Zika is kiknusa, and therefore she's really married to Shimon. Therefore, when she goes to marry Levi now to do yibum with Levi, she's allowed, right, because she has no connection to Reuven at all. Ihachi. Then it doesn't make sense this brayta here. Why? It should have said adetane nisuin kodmim laleida o cholet el omet yabemet livlo bilinei bedida. It should have said bamed dvarim amurim b'shnei yivamim. The brayta says so clearly it's either this or this, right? All depends on the order. It doesn't say and how many yivamim there were, right? If you wanted to say it also depends on how many yivamim there are, it should have said so. Bamed dvarim b'shnei yivamim. Aval b'yabam echad ocholet el omet yabemet. It should have said that. So therefore, kula b'shnei yivamim kamayre. So then, right, that line means, one second, if that's the case. So now this is the answer. The Braita is saying, the Gemara is saying that the Braita, this is a great answer, okay? They said, if it really meant that there was a distinction between one Yavam and two Yavamim, it should have said it there. So they say, no, just say very simply, Kula b'shnei Yavamim kamayri. The whole Braita was in the nosei of two Yavamim, so it didn't even have to raise the issue of one Yavam. So then they say, no, that doesn't work either. Ve'elamai klala, okay, what's the issue? It says, klal amar Rabbi Shimon. It doesn't say Rabbi Shimon was talking about a particular case, which often we have, right? If this happens, blah, blah, blah. He said, this is the klal. This is the klal means this is the klal. So now we're really stuck. Very hard to explain Rabbi Shimon according to Rav Hoshaya now. Because this braita clearly seems to say, it all depends on the order of how the events happened. And Rav Hoshaya was trying to say, no, Rabbi Shimon matters in all cases regardless of the order of events. Okay? Could be Rav Hoshaya never saw that braita. Okay? Now here we have something weird, which is Ob Matav Rav Hoshaya. We're going to have a question on Rav Hoshaya from Rav Hoshaya. Okay, so they try to say this shows that we're two different Rav Hoshayas. Okay, this can't be the same person because how could he be bringing a koshi on himself, or you know, would have said it differently? Anyway, however you read it, there's a koshi on Rav Hoshaya. Gimel achim shnayim mehem nisuot shtei achayot o isha ubita o isha ubat bita o isha ubat bina. Okay, there's three brothers. Okay, this is a case we saw something similar. They're married to two arayot, each one. Okay, now they're allowed, right? They're each married to two sisters, or, right, any of these cases, a mother and her daughter, a mother and her granddaughter, okay? Tough. What happens in this case? When they both fall to the third, let's say both brothers die, and they both fall to the third brother, what do we learn about this case? Right, it's a problem, because they have zika to both these two women. So what does it say here? Hare'elu chotzot v'lo mityabot. They do chalitza, but not ibum. For Rabbi Shimon, poter. Rabbi Shimon says they don't do anything. Okay, they're out of the picture. Now, what's the problem with Rabbi Shimon's opinion here, according to Rav Hoshaya? Can you figure it out? Is al kadat hakasav Rabbi Shimon zika kiknusa damia liyavim lekamaita v'tipater idach. What happens? These two guys die. They don't die at the exact same moment. One dies first. Okay, even if it's a hefresh of 10 seconds, right? The second he dies, what happens? If you say Zika Kiknusa, the first one is married to the second one, so to speak, right? In which case, the second wife, right, the first wife of the second brother, okay, there's Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven dies a minute before Shimon, let's say. Okay? Or it could be an hour, or it could be 5 days, or it could be any hefresh, but there's obviously some hefresh. That's the assumption right now. So, the moment Reuven dies, his wife is basically has Zika to the third brother, and then, right, she also has Zika to the next, right? First of all, she can't have Zika to Shimon because it's Erva. Exactly. So she's got Zika to Levi. Yeah. Then when Shimon dies...
Doesn't the Zika get canceled automatically because one brother, one Erva situation exists?
No, because like they were each allowed to marry two sisters, he can now do even with the other sister. But the second Shimon dies, she's now Usher's. So the second one will be out of the picture. She'll be Ptura. And the first one will do Yibum. Okay? Should be very simple. So why does Rabbi Shimon say they're both Pturot? Okay, so clearly it's because he doesn't think that Zika is Kiknusa. Okay, you follow that? So now, Amrav Amram, my poter, so now they're going to try to explain this away. They're going to say when it says Rabbi Shimon poter, what is he poter? Maybe he's not poter both of them. Maybe it means poter, my poter nami, poter bashnia. It means he's poter the second one, exactly like we just described. Zika is kiknu. So the first one basically is connected to the Levi and Reuven's wife. And Shimon's wife is ptua. So then they say, no, it can't work, because Vahatanya, the Braita says, Rabbi Shimon poter b'shtehen. There's a different version of the Braita that says he's poter in both of them. So now we're going to have a crazy answer the Rav is going to give. I'll find you a case where he's poter with both of them, or I should say, there's a difference between both of them and two of them. Okay, what's the difference between two of them and both of them? Both of them means the only two there were. Rav is going to say, I'll find you a case where there's four. Okay, and two of them are Pturot and two of them are Chayavot. What's the case? Shnia Shebezug Zeh, Shnia Shebezug Zeh. Okay, he doesn't say what the case is, but we're going to explain it. Shimon and Reuven and Shimon are married to two sets of Arayot. Okay, they're married to, let's say, two sets of sisters. Okay? Let's say this is a mother and her daughter, and this is two sisters. Okay? And the way the Braita reads is really more like, where's the Braita? Gimel Achim, Shnayim Mehem Nisuim Shtei Achayot, V'Isha Ubita. Okay? Something like that. So now, when Reuven dies, he can do Yibum with one of them, right? And the other one, when Shimon dies, then she's Ptura. And the other wife, also, the wife of Shimon can do Yibum with, right? Okay, let's make it very clear. There's two sisters, and then there's a mother and daughter, right? So we'll call sisters and mother and daughter, okay? So when Reuven dies, the sister, let's say, does Yibum with Levi, and the other sister, who's married to Shimon, is going to be Putcher when Shimon eventually dies. And then, okay, the mother, let's say, is also married to Reuven. She's going to be Ptura from Yibum. Why? Because she's Ptura already because Reuven's other wife did Yibum. So then when Shimon dies, the daughter of that woman will do Yibum because she's the only one left, right? There's no issue. So basically, that's the case. He's Poter b'shtehen, shtehen meaning one from each Zug. Okay? So then the Gemara doesn't like that. Katai Rabba Ba'arba Ezuge. Chada, here's all our problems with it. Jo'o katani. It says in Mishnah, this or this or this or this. It doesn't say end this and that. V'o Rabbi Shimon poter ba'arba atami ba'ile. If he wanted to say it was end, there should be four zugot, right? They should have had four wives, and then four of them would be Ptura, and four of them and not shtehen. V'o tanya, and there's another bright, there's another problem. Rabbi Shimon poter b'shtehen mina chalitza mina yibum. Shneamar, here's Rabbi Shimon says explicitly that he means both and not two. How do you know? Shneamar v'ishal achotalo tikach litzur b'sha'a shenasu tzarot zo lezo lo yehele chalikuchin afilu b'echad mehen. He says explicitly, when they become tzarot zo lezo, right, the erva, the two arayot come and fall at the same time, he can't do marriage with any one of them. So there it seems clear. So they reject this. Okay. El Amar of Ashi, but Rav Ashi does come up with the tirutz of how you can understand this braita according to Rabbi Shimon. Even though we had some other problems with Rav Hoshaya before, he's going to at least answer this question on Rav Hoshaya. E dinakel bazeh charzeh hachanami. If you're describing it the way you're describing it, that one died before the other, then you're right. The Zika would work. Okay, Zika Kiknusa, just like Rav Hoshaya said, one would be Zakuk to him, and the other would be Ptura. But, Hachanami, what was the case here in the Braita? Hacha b'mayas kinan, d'nafa b'batachat. Okay, it means that they both died in the exact same second. Rabbi Shimon Savra la, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Amar Afshar Litzamtzim. You can be very precise. You can say that exactly at this exact second, both of them died in the exact same moment, and that's the case where both of them fall at the exact same moment the Zika happens, and that's why it's a problem. But if it were to happen, Bezer Farzeh, you're right. The Mavet would be Zika, Zika would be Kiknusa, and she'd be married, and the other one would be Ptura. But that's just not the case of the Brighton. That's a good way to explain the case of the Brighton, that it works. That was all for Rabbi Shaya. So we had some questions of Rabbi Shaya. Most of them we can't answer up. This one we did answer up, but again, it's a problematic shita, especially in light of the Brito that we found. Rav Papa Amar, here comes Rav Papa with his opinion. B'yibem b'acharkach nolab palig, Rabbi Shimon, b'nolab b'acharkach yibem lo palig. Okay? He says, basically, Rabbi Shimon's only cholik in the second case. So now you have to explain again, like we explained before, which is, why do you need both? The whole reason he said it was because there's two sections of the Mishnah, and there'd be no reason to say the first section according to Chachamim. So now how's he going to explain it? Utravayu l'rabanan itzduich. Below zo af zo katani. It's a case of not only this case, but even in another case. And we've seen this a lot when they try to answer up strange orders of Mishnayot. It's one of the answers they give. It means this case and even this case. And it's even the more obvious case. Sometimes the more obvious case comes second. Tanya kavate d'Rav Papa utziyuv t'Rav Shaya. Now we're going to bring a brayta like Rav Papa, and it's Yuvta to Rabbi Yeshaya. Shnei achim ba'olam echad, umet echad mehem. Okay, two brothers living at the same time. Okay, we're going to have a very long brayta here. We're going to get into some of the cases after, so we're not going to get too crazy about everything right now. But there's really one main line that's important for our purposes. Two brothers are in, okay, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies without kids. Amad hasheni hazel asot ma'amar b'yivimto. Shimon goes to do Yibam with his wife. Below his speak la sopa ma'amar ad shino lado ach. He doesn't get around to doing ma'amar. He's about to do ma'amar, and he doesn't make it until his new brother is born. Okay, Levi's born. Now, umet, and then he dies. Okay, Shimon dies before he gets to finish Yibam. He doesn't even do ma'amar. Harishona yotza mishum eshtachiv shelo haya bolama. Okay, so one of his wives, the one who was Reuven's wife, is now ptura because she's eshtachiv shelo haya bolama. Olamo ushnia ocholetz el mikabemet, but his second wife either does chalitza or yibam. Asaba ma'amar. What if he did a ma'amar? Okay, he actually had started the process of yibum, does the ma'amar. Ba'acharkach nolad ach, osh nolad lo ach ba'acharkach asaba ma'amar. Here they're saying it doesn't matter the order whether the brother was born before ma'amar or after ma'amar. We're going to get into this after. Umet, and then he dies. Harishona yotza mishum eshtachiv shelo haya b'olamo. This is clearly Tanakama. It doesn't matter the order, right? No matter what, she's eshtachiv shelo haya b'olamo. Ushnia choletzet v'lo mityabemet. But the second one, in this case, this is only if the ma'amar happened first. It's a little confusing, this Brayta. But if the ma'amar happened, then the second one does chalitza na'ibum, because it's that whole problem that we had before about it's d'rabanan. She's married me d'rabanan, but she's not married me, right? She's a tzara, so she's potentially p'tura, but she's also potentially chayevet. We don't know, so we do chalitza. Rabbi Shimon Omer, bi'ata o chalitzata shalachat mehen poteret tzarata. Basically, Rabbi Shimon says you can do with either one of them. Okay, either one of them is allowed, because that's his whole shita, that the second one is mutar. Chalat the ba'alat ma'amar. What if the Levi does chalitza with Reuven's wife? Okay, Reuven's wife who fell to Yibam with Shimon, and she did ma'amar. Lo niptirat tzara. It still does, if he does chalitza with the potential tzara, right, the potential yivama, that we don't know, was it Yibam, was it not, it's still not poter the tzara, because it's possible that that really wasn't Yibam, and therefore they're not really married, in which case she's not really her tzara. Kinsava mate, what if he marries Reuven's wife. Shimon marries Reuven's wife, and then he dies. Okay, until now we got up to, he didn't do anything, then he did ma'amar, now he married her, full-fledged marriage. V'acharkach nolad lo ach, o shenolad lo ach v'acharkach kinsa, again the order doesn't matter here according to Tanakama, umet, shtehem p'turot mina chalitza mina yibum, because that's eshtachiv shelo haya b'olamo. Kinsa v'nolad lo ach, right? And because he did the marriage with her, they're clearly tzarot, right? That's how it differs from the previous case. The whole issue with ma'amar was it was a semi, right? It was only nisuin midrabanan. Here's nisuin d'oraita. He actually marries her. So once he marries her, they're 100% tzarot. And because, according to Tanakama, the first wife of Reuven is Esh Dachiv Shelo Ayaba Lamoda Levi. She's Ptura and she's Poteret Tzarata. Very simple. The whole question before was just, is she her Tzara or not? Because are they really married? Right? You understand the whole definition of a Tzara is only when there's a full marriage with both wives. Midoraita anyway. Right? Midorabana Ma'amar is sufficient. Kinsavan Olad Lo'ach. Okay, what if that he marries her and then the brother's born? V'achar kach mei. And then he dies. Shtehem pturot mina chalitza mina yibum divrei Rabbi Meir. Here's our case, okay? Our case where there's a machloket. So again, Rabbi Meir is basically agreeing with Tanakama that shnehem pturot. Why? Because again, it's esh tachiv shelo ayah b'olamos erva. There's a bunch of repetition here. Be Rabbi Shimon Omer, and here's the important line for us: ho'il uba'u mitza'a beheter. Because when, right? What was the issue? Because again, this is his whole reason, and that disagrees with Rabbi Yoshai, and it supports Rav Papa. She was never usher to him because she never felt a yibum before him. Right? Then she would have been usher from Reuven. Okay, and there's Rabbi Shimon who says it's mutter to any one of them. Why is it mutter? Only because, right, what's clear from here? Only because she was already married, right? They had already been in a relationship when he was born. Okay? So again, that stress is against Rav Hoshaya. So now, they're just trying to stress here. Ha bava de sefa. Now, right, maybe you would say, even though the answer is pretty clear here in the reasoning, why did they bring in this Rabbi Shimon here at this point? Ha bava de sefa leman katanela. What was it trying to stress? Who's chiddush, right? Was it the chiddush that Rabbi Meir's only matir in this case? Or was the chiddush that Rabbi Meir's only oser in this case? So Elam al Rabbi Meir, to say the Rabbi Meir is only Oser only in this case. Katane la, michti lo shane la Rabbi Meir, ben yibem b'char kach nolav, ben nolav, b'char kach yibem. It says explicitly, right? If Rabbi Meir is not distinguishing between yibem b'char kach nolav or nolav b'char kach yibem, if that was his case, la rabiminu v'leninu. They could have just put them all as one case. They didn't have to list it as a separate case. Again, we're going to this proof of the fact that it's listed separately is coming to teach us something. If it was for Rabbi Meir, and he says the halacha is the same in both, right? We know that Rabbi Meir holds like Tana Kama, and that's all that all the cases are usur. So it should have just put them together. So therefore, why does it separate out this case? El alav Rabbi Shimon. It comes to teach you about Rabbi Shimon. Ubi yibem v'achar kach nolav palig, ben olav v'achar kach yibem lo palig shma mina. Okay, so therefore they come to the conclusion from this braita that it's clear in this braita that Rabbi Shimon is singled out here in this particular case because he only thinks it's relevant for this particular case. And what they're not pointing out, but I think it goes without saying, is the whole logic of Rabbi Shimon is given here, right? His reasoning. And his reasoning only matches the case where you say they're already married. Okay, Amar Mar, we're going to go back to one case in this braita. We'll do one little section. We'll stop here for today. Amar Mar. Amad Sheni, so now we're going back to one of the cases in the braita. Amad Hasheni la'asot ma'amar bivimto, v'lo hispik la'asot ma'amar bivimto, ad shenolad lo ach, umet, right? This is this weird case. I don't know if you noticed it, but what does it mean? He was about to do it and didn't manage to do it. What does that possibly mean? Okay, that's what the Gemara is going to say. So what's the halacha here? That we're just reading the braita still. Rishona yotza mishumesh tachiv shelo ayah b'olamo. Right? Since he never did the ma'amar, so the wife of Reuven, when Shimon dies, is p'tura mishumesh tachiv shelo ayah b'olamo. And then the Shnia, ocholetzet, omikibem, and she's just a regular Yibum case. So now the Gemara asks, my Amad, my lo hispik. What does it mean? Amad, but lo hispik? Right? Iavad, avad, viloa, viloa, avad. What should be, it's not even what's this case. It's more like, why is the Braita bothering to tell us this? Either he did it or he didn't do it, right? It's almost like when you're a kid in math and you say, I made a mistake. You know, either you have the answer right or you don't have the answer right. It doesn't make a difference what your process was, right? It doesn't make a difference that he tried to or... Trying doesn't mean anything here. Ela, what does it mean? El amad means midata. Below he speak, midata ela baal korcha. It means he wanted to do yibam with her, ma'amar with her, willingly. He wanted her to be a part of it. But in the end, she didn't agree, so he did it against her will. Now, we saw this case about yibam against her will. Now, what we're going to see is, if you do yibam against her will, according to this opinion, what happens? It's as if they weren't married. Okay, this is a chiddush, because we learned already the Baal Korcha, you can do Yibam. So this teaches us that according to this opinion, the reason the marriage didn't work is because she wasn't interested in it. And therefore, what do we learn here? The Baal Korcha, there's no Yibam. And then they say, and that's Udelo Ki Rebbe. That's against Shita. Rabbi Ditanya, because there's a braita that says kacha. Hausema amar b'yivim tosha lo midata. Rabbi Omer Kana. Rabbi says that's a good yibum. It doesn't matter that it was against her wishes. Yibum ba'al korcha works. The Chachamim omrim lo kana. Chachamim say no, it doesn't work. And that's what this amad v'lo espik means. He wanted to do it willingly, meaning that in the end there was a ma'amar. It's just the question of what type of ma'amar. It was a ma'amar ba'al korcha. And the Tana of the Breita was against Rabbi Meir. The Tana, was against Rabbi. Rabbi says, Yibum ba'al korcha works, and ma'amar ba'al korcha works, and Chachamim say ma'amar ba'al korcha doesn't work. Actually, it's different, because we were talking before about Yibum, here they're talking about ma'amar. But I don't know if there's a difference. Anyway, let's just read very quickly here. My time of Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say it works? Gamar bi'av di'yavama. Gamar mi bi'a di'yavama. He learns it from a bi'a di'yavama. Here. So you're right. It's a distinction between the ma'amar and the bi'a. Ma bi'a di'yavama ba'al korcha. What did we learn before? That the bi'a di'yavama works ba'al korcha. So just like the bi'a works, af kiddushin di'yavama ba'al korcha. Okay, therefore, the ma'amar should also work ba'al korcha. So I was wrong in what I said before. What we learned before is true, according to everybody. Bia ba'al korcha always works. But the question is, ma'amar, right. And Rabbanan Gamri, this is our last line for today, Rabbanan Gamri mikidushin da'alma. What do they say? This is an interesting halacha. Unfortunately, we don't have time to go into now. Ma kidushin da'alma mi da'ata. Kidushin, regular kidushin, you have to do with the woman's consent. Even though it says in the Torah, ki kaf ish isha u'ba'ala, meaning the male is the focus, right? And the Mishnah says, Heisha niknet b'shlosha drachim, right? That the husband does all the work, but it has to be, she has to be willing partner. Ab kidushin di'ivama mida'ata. Okay, and we'll stop here. We'll finish, we'll go back tomorrow and we'll go from here.